This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First, it was California a couple of weeks ago with sky-high gas prices despite the falling price of crude. Now gas has spiked in the Midwest as well. Drivers in Michigan, according to AAA, are paying 50 cents more a gallon now than they were just a week ago, and that is with oil closing at 6.5-year lows in New York today. Something is going on, and that something, as it happens, is a series of kinks in the supply chain. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has more now on what happens when refineries go offline.
Refineries shut down all the time. No big deal. It's when there's an unplanned outage at a major one that gas prices spike. Mason Hamilton is an analyst with the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
And so that is sending a very big signal to the market that their supply chains need to adjust accordingly.
These markets in the Midwest are essentially saying, send us gasoline from somewhere else in the Midwest or the Gulf Coast. Just get it to us. How much gas prices increase depends on a few things.
The tightness in the market and the costs of acquiring those new supplies.
And right now, the market is very tight. Stephen Kopitz is managing director of Princeton Energy Advisors.
The reality is that the demand for gasoline is up 6.6% for the latest 4 weeks compared to a year ago. That's a big demand growth in this country, and we haven't seen that in a very long time.
That's pushing oil refineries to the limit. Guy Caruso is senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says right now, refineries are running at more than 90% capacity.
And any time you're running that many industrial facilities at that high rate, you know, you're vulnerable to disruptions or industrial accidents or breakdowns.
So why not build more refineries to handle demand? Caruso says, for one thing, it's difficult to get environmental permissions. And secondly, it's not been a very profitable business. Until now. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.